Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring, boring, boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
Let's start with Todd Zalecki. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Rob. How are you doing?
Good, Todd. How are you?
Good. Just want to ask you about the inner squad today. Number one, everybody come out healthy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody was fine. Everybody that we needed to pitched to our entire bullpen, except for Hoffy. Hoffy came in just with a little stiff neck. He's fine. But just out of precaution, we held him back. He'll be fine for Saturday. Yeah, it was really good. I was really excited about the intensity of it. I thought the guys really got after it. Hitters were really good. Schwarber had a double, Castellanos home run. So it was tied 5-5. That was the final. And it was, Schwarber's team was up 5-3 going in the bottom of the eighth. We only played eight innings. And Castellanos and Harper hit back-to-back home runs to tie it. So it was pretty exciting. It was back and forth, and the guys played hard. I was happy with it.
And Turnbull, did he pitch, and how did he do?
Yeah, he pitched, touched 92, a little bit erratic, I'd say. Only pitched one inning because he had a high pitch count. He was fine. Ranger started the game. I saw a big improvement with him. He only went two innings, but it was 21 pitches, touched – sat 92, 93 for most of the day. Breaking ball was sharp. I sat up in the stands behind the plate just to see the command. And I thought the command was really good. So that was a good sign.
Okay, then one last one for me is Austin Hayes, he played?
Yeah, double. Hold on, I got to get my glasses on. I apologize. Where is he? I got two different rosters here. 2-for-4. Yeah, 2-for-4. He looked good. He looked good running the bases, man. Nice play in the outfield.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, let's go over to Matt Gelb next. Matt, go ahead.
Rob, what is Hoffman's soreness? Where is it?
Oh, it's just in like he slept wrong. That's the type of thing it is. He's fine.
Do you have a postseason rotation for us?
I don't, and I won't until we know what the roster, obviously, once we know the team that we're playing.
And was Sanchez there today throwing, or was he still with his family?
No, he came in.
Okay.
He came in to play catch. He didn't stay for the game. He went back to be with his family.
And I know that in the past, maybe you haven't had as much time to focus on your potential opponent because you've been in a first round. How much more maybe of an active role are you taking, or how much more time can you dedicate toward maybe scouting or maybe thinking about your upcoming opponent? Are you watching? Did you watch the game last night? Are you going to watch the game tonight?
Oh, yeah.
People were doing that stuff for you, but are you able to take – because I know you like the advanced stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching the games. And the good part about these two teams, we just played them. So we pretty much know them already because we've already done a lot of advanced work. But you're still building information as you go, and sometimes they teams do things a little bit differently during the playoffs. They, you know, go to their bullpen a little bit earlier, set up matchups a little bit earlier. So you take note of that.
Okay, let's go to Alex Coffey next.
Hi, Alex.
I can't hear you, Alex.
Not sure what's going on.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. I was wondering how much today's performance from Turnbull will factor into whether or not he has a spot on the NLDS roster. Like how much weight are you putting into what you saw from him today?
Really not a whole lot because he hasn't really pitched all that much right now. So, he, in my opinion, he still needs a little bit of work, but you never know.
Okay. Go to Anthony Sanfilippo.
Yeah, Rob, just as kind of a follow-up to that, when you look at that final spot in your bullpen, is it something that you look at as kind of a fluid situation where maybe it's one guy for this first series, and then if you happen to advance, that's something that Turnbull maybe could, you know, with a little bit more work, kind of fit that role down the line.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anybody that's in our camp is on our radar, and the only guy that's not eligible unless someone gets hurt is Gilbert. So, yeah, everybody's on our radar. I think it does that last spot in the bullpen, I think, is truly dependent on who we play. New York is heavy right-handed. Milwaukee has really good balance. So, you know, we'll just have to put our heads together once we get there.
Okay, go to Tim Kelly next.
Hey, Rob, I'm wondering if the game ended in a tie, how did they decide who won the wager?
There was nobody won.
And then also you went back and forth a little in September with Bohm and Castellanos in the cleanup hole. Are you leaning a specific way heading into the playoffs?
Not necessarily at this point. Again, it depends on matchups and who we're playing and who's starting and things like that.
Okay, going to Jeff Kerr next.
Hey, Rob, just wanted to see if you've seen any encouraging signs from Bryson Stott swinging the bat over the last couple of days.
Yeah, he swung about pretty good today. He hit a couple of balls hard. I don't know whether he had anything to show for it. Yeah, he was 0 for 4, but he hit two balls right on the nose. So, you know, he looks fine. As long as he's chewing up pitches, having that balance of aggressiveness versus, you know, patience, that's a big thing for him. And being able to use the field and low line drives to left, and when he gets a chance to turn on ball, hit it high to right. When he does that, he's a really good hitter.
Thanks, Rob.
Okay, back to Matt.
If you were to face a team hypothetically with a bunch of lefty starters, how do you think you'd handle second base?
I don't know. Again, it depends on the matchups and what their splits are versus our guys. So I don't know. I don't know, but. Wes Wilson hit a home run today. He looked very good. Sosa hit a couple balls hard. So, you know, everybody's in play, really, you know.
Go to Alex Coffey.
Hi, Rob. Did you say that it was Schorber and Castellanos who hit home runs today and Wes Wilson?
No. Harper, Castellanos, Wes Wilson. I think that was it. Yeah.
And you know who they hit them off of, just out of curiosity?
Harper and Castellanos off of Banks, and Wilson was off of Allard, I believe.
Yeah. Matt, you have another question? No?
In your mind, have you made up your rotation? You just don't want to tell us, or are you still legitimately not sure what you're going to do?
I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet.
Go to Kyle.
Hey, Rob. I just wanted to kind of pick your brain. How valuable has Kevin Long been for this bye week, for the preparation, obviously, his time with the Nationals in 2019 and that layoff before the World Series? But from a hitter's approach, how valuable has he been this week?
Yeah, he's, you know, experienced guy. He's been in multiple World Series. He's great with our hitters. His two assistants are outstanding. And we have... you know, we have the facility here and the machines available to get really high octane type of reaction times. And that really helps. And it keeps people sharp. And I think yesterday was a day where we went through a full workout, but it was mandatory for everybody to get high velocity machine in the cage. And I thought that it showed up today in the game. So, yeah, he's Kevin Long's the best in the game as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, Anthony.
Yeah, Rob, when you're looking at the outfield positions, center field and left field specifically, when you're thinking about those lineups, how much of the decision is based on who you're facing as far as the opposing pitcher, as opposed to maybe who's throwing for you, and you're thinking right about it from maybe a defensive perspective?
Yeah, I don't know what the formula is, but those are both things that we look at, trying to make sure that, you know, if we've got a fly ball pitcher on the mound, that you know, if it's the right time to do it, is Rojas the right guy? Is he going to make up for whatever offense we lose? Is he going to make up for it on the defensive side? And if that outweighs the offensive side, then he's going to play. So that absolutely factors into it.
Okay, over to Hannah.
Hey, Rob. There was a lot of talk yesterday between Dave and the players about like making the game today feel like a real game and like playing with intensity. You said you were sitting in the stands. Did it feel like a game? Like what was your experience of this inner squad game and how it kind of is or is not like playing an actual game or even a postseason game?
I thought they played it almost exactly like a normal game. I mean, we had four umpires. We kind of tried to set it up so that it seemed like it. We had four umpires. We pumped in crowd noise. We had all the metrics on the scoreboard, full scoreboard, walk-up songs. Guys were introduced. So we tried to make it as real as we possibly could, and I thought they responded very well. I thought they really got after it.
Was it fun watching from the stands?
Well, I just sat there for Ranger because I just wanted to see the command, and then I went back down and floated back and forth between the dugouts. So Schwarber's team, they were the visiting team. They were in the third base dugout, and Harper's team was in the first base dugout. Harper's team wore the powder blues, and Schwarber's team wore the pinstripes. So we tried to make it as game-like as possible.
Was anyone making managerial decisions other than you? Like, were you managing?
No, I was not. Dusty ran Harper's team, and Paco ran Schwarber's team.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Let's go to Bill Evans.
Hey, Rob. As far as Austin Hayes goes, I mean, obviously he's been off for a long period of time. Do you view him as, I guess, a more of a platoon guy going into the postseason, or do you think he could potentially play every day?
I think he can potentially play every day, to tell you the truth. His bat speed's back. His strength's back. He said he felt really good running today. So that's the first time in a few days that he's felt that. So if he's swinging the bat the way we know he can, and I think his at bats against right hand pitching the last couple of times he's had them have been better. He's a guy.
As far as that number two game two starter, I guess what are the factors there? Obviously, with the way the schedule sets up, you know, whoever pitches game two could come back and throw a lot of innings in game five if there was one, and if you needed them to the backup Wheeler. I guess what are all the factors you're going to be looking at?
Well, I think it depends on the team we're playing. I factor in the talk around town is Sanchi's home and road splits. So you got to factor that in. I mean, he's just so much better at home. Plus the fact you can have the ability to break up the right-handed starters and you break up the left-handed starters. You got a guy in Nola that can, he's calm and cool. It doesn't matter where he's pitching. So I think a lot of those things are in play and they're things to have a conversation about and try and come up with a collective decision.
Okay. Let's go back to Matt Gelb.
I forgot to ask, did Rojas get on the field today? Because it's been
yes.
A week since
looked very good.
Okay.
He made a great play in left center field, threw a guy out at the plate, had a safety squeeze bunt that got the run home. He played really well.
John Clark, did you have a question? Maybe he left. Let's go to Destiny.
Hey, Rob, did this Ranger outing ease the concerns you may have had about his command and his readiness for the postseason?
I think so. You never know, but I felt really good about it. And talking to Caleb, he felt the same way. But I had a really good vantage point sitting behind the plate, and it was coming out of his hand really good. Command was there. Talking to the hitters, the movement was there. Curveball was sharp. So, yeah, it eased my mind.
Okay, go to Ty.
Hi, Rob. Kind of earlier in the season, maybe you were asked a few times about the Christopher Sanchez home road splits. And I think you mentioned before that maybe you thought it was something that was more just random and didn't have a ton of significance behind it. But as the season's kind of gone on and now, you know, these games matter way more, how much more significance do you have to put behind that and how much more do you take it into account?
Well, I think early in the year, you don't have a lot of games under your belt, but as time goes on, you know, it's a thing, I think, you know, there's just a lot of innings there that you can look at and say, well, you know, maybe this is a thing. And I think at times, most of the time, I think those numbers go back and forth from year to year. It's like, you know, a guy's got a better ERA in day games than he does in night games or vice versa. Like, I don't know how much that is real, but with Sanchez's innings and starts that he's had this year, there is some reality to this.
Go back to Jeff.
Hey, Rob, did Marsh and Stock get any opportunities against lefties? And if so, do they? How did they look?
Yes, they did, because we had our entire bullpen throwing except for Hoffman. So, and off the top of my head, I can't tell you how they look because I was watching so many at bats today. I'd have to go back to the film to look at it.